Shavua Tov, good morning, everybody. Okay. So let me just find the place here. I'm in a different sefer now. Remember where we finished, Baruch, on Thursday? Because let me just see. We're on Reish Chaf. Just remind me, Rabbeisi, if I'm wrong, but I think we said we were going to start there on Reish Chof on the Sugya of Bechira. We started that saying, in order to understand the Yesodi of Surim, we're trying to understand Yesurim, Kabbalah, Yesurim Ba'ava. We said, in order to understand that, we need to understand something about Avram Avinu. In order to understand Yitzhak, to do that, we have to understand what happened by Adam, but the Chete. We said, to do that, you need to understand something about Bechira. So I think that's where we were on Reish Chof Sham in the middle there. Mahi Bechira Chof Shis Amitis. If we started that or did that, just tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to go from there. No one remembers? Okay, fine. Let's just get a bit of light here. I can't see anything. Okay, that's better now. I can see everybody and we can go. Fine. As Bechira Amitis Pirusha Piulut Neged Hargesh Tevi. Bechira Amitis, proper Bechira, is the Pirush is that it's doing things that go against your natural inclinations, your natural feelings. That's what Bechira is. Bechira is where you don't do what's pre-programmed, what's natural, what goes off to the natural teva, the natural sheichat. Adam when a person wants to eat, yeah, a person who has a taiva, a desire to eat, so that natural desire, that natural push, makes him want to eat. If he holds back from eating, he's choosing. He has a natural tendency to eat. A cow has a natural tendency to eat. He has a natural desire, drive to eat, he eats. That's what he does. Human being has a desire, drive to eat, he eats. If he would hold himself back from eating when he has that drive to eat, that's a thing called bechira. He's boicher. Who mit natek mimareches asibus v'hamus seivav him. He disconnects himself from the system of cause and effect that surrounds him, and he chooses not to eat. Well, it's just an example. Well, you can see it clearly. The natural tendency is to eat. That's a natural thing, yeah? That's a desire. It's a natural desire. He's hungry, he has a desire to eat. That's cause and effect. If he would act out according to his natural tendencies, he would eat, like a cow does. If he would choose not to eat, that's Bechira. He's doing something against his natural tendencies. He's stepping out of the marechet, out of the system of cause and effect. There's a desire, you fulfill the desire. No, you can break that chain of cause and effect. An animal can't do that. I never saw a cow out there in the field eating the grass. Then he stops for a minute. You say to him, why aren't you eating? He says, no, I'm on diet. I feel like, what if I've had enough? Must speak. No. Animal has a push to eat, he eats. When the animal's standing there next to the trough, the eating trough, he eats. He can't put himself back. Calls money, he has a desire to eat. He's hungry, he'll eat. Sorry. I left out a paragraph. Kosh Boch Heniach is Adam Arishon b'Gan Eden. Kosh Boch who took Adam Arishon and put him in Gan Eden. V'tzivalav shelo loichol ma'eitz adas. He asked him, please not to eat from the eitz adas. Toivero. Kulo mona mimenu esavshut loichol ma'eitz adas. Elegilalo kiretzoy nehu shelo yoichol mimenu. He didn't prevent him from eating from the Eitz Hadas, Tovara. He didn't say to him, it's impossible, he put around an electrified fence. No. He let Adam HaRishon know that it was his Rotson, the Kolish Bochus Rotson, that Adam HaRishon shouldn't eat from there. Now, b'yodah shel Adam Arishon, noitzer b'chiru chofshis. Now, Adam has a choice. He has b'chiru chofshis. Haim lishmoy b'kol Hashem olay. Do I listen to the voice of Hashem? Do I go off to the rotzen Hashem or not? Adam Arishon nitzel es koyach b'chiru shelo v'ishtamesh bo b'kiven alo nachon. Adam Arishon used his b'chira. That's for sure he used his b'chira. There was a b'chira there. But he used it incorrectly. He chose to eat from Eitzadas. He was completely, seduced. He was completely convinced by that natural system that it says, Ki nechmat ha'eitz lemore, ki taivahu le'enayim. The eitz was described as Ki nechmat ha'eitz lemore. It was Nechmad. Nechmad, what's Nechmad? What English is it? Nechmad. Ben Adam's Nechmad. When you say, oh, Ben Adam is Nechmad from Hamud. Sorry? Pleasant. Pleasant. Okay. Pleasant. It's a little when a child's Hamud. Pleasant. Whatever. It was a Nechmad. You don't have to translate everything into Loshana English. So, Ki Nechmad Ait, the Mare, its appearance. It was desirous. It was a taiva. There was a pull. When you looked at it, there was like a wow. It was like a taiva for it. Enticed. Okay, whatever. Who lo his ale le misho agavur mi mareches asibus masoivim shelateva ele ichnis es atzmo le teich mareches ativis. Instead of using his bechira to step out of the natural system, the marechet hateva, he placed himself into the marechet hateva. Lo bekachof etzem, that's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted him to step out of the natural cause and effect nature of the world, to break the chain of the cause and effect of the desires. Ulechen mekan ve'elech nigzah alav liyoyis dovuk leteva. From now on in, Adam Arishon is dovuk leteva. We dovuk leteva. A gerish mi Gan Eden. He leaves Gan Eden, which was me'al hateva, so to speak. V'ne'elatz lisasek b'kol inyone hateva. Now he's b'zeh sapecha toich alechem. Now he's to be involved in all the natural things of the world. He's got to plow and plant and harvest and all the other malachas. All the other malachas he has to be involved in order to survive. He wants clothes, he has to make, he wants food. Dovuk, he's drowning now in the Marechet Hateva. That was his damnut. Step out of the Marechet Hateva and live, continue to live in Gan Eden, which is Ma'ala Teva, or put yourself into the Teva. Mechaber Toiv V'ra, to join together Toiv V'ra, and to be involved in the Mareches Ateva, which is where Toivara or Ma'urbav, where they're mixed. Now you get one day a year to live like Adam Arishon before the Chet, and that's on Purim. The Eitz Hadas, Toivara, is the world where you live with a Chibur, a joining together of Tovara, Eitz Hadas, Toivara, Das meaning Loshon Chibur, to join together. That's the Loshon there. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Ki Yudua Das is Chibur. The Yoda Adam is Chava. Adam knew Chava. That means they were Mechuba in that intimate moment. That's Loshon Das. On Purim, you have to get to Adelo Yoda. Purim is a place where you have to go to Adelo Yoda, when there's no more Chibur between the Tov and the Ra. The Baruch Motcha and the Oru Haman has to become separated in you. That's the avoid of Purim. The avoid of Purim is to go to Adam Arishon before the Chet. That's what Yom Kippurim. It's Kippurim is the Arizal says that Purim is on a higher dagger than Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is the kapara and the tshuva after the Chet. What's Yom Kippur? You did a Chet, and now you get kapara for the Chet. That's what's Kabbalah Satayra. Luchos Sheni was given on Yom Kippur. And what's Purim? Purim is Adam Arishon before the Chet. It's Adelo Yod, it's before the Das of Eitz Tovara. That's why there's a Kabbalah Satayra. To have Kabbalah Satayra, you need to be on Adam Arishon's level before the Chet. That's what happened at Sinai, and that's what happens on Yom Kippur. You're after the Kapara for the Chet. But Purim is a higher darga of Kabbalah Satira because it's Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's some of the avoider for Purim. They say that Purim is a taste of Mashiach. The light on Purim is so bright that it's almost bordering on the light that we'll have when we have Mashiach. It's like Ma'ein Mashiach. And Mashiach is also going to be Adam Rishon before the Chet. Okay, so that's what Adam Rishon did. He took himself out of Gan Eden. We don't know what that is. Well, it's a world above the physical teva, but he nichrast himself into the Olam HaTeva. He went after the Taiva Senayim instead of using the Bechira to listen to Hashem. Now, we don't understand what he did wrong, but we see the consequences. You're now up to your eyeballs in the physical world. Until Avram Avinu came along and was Megale that Bechira Mitis is not just to do whatever you want. El Adarab, Lilachem Negat Kol Oisam Ritzoinus had the Chofim TV Mamenim Esodom. Adarab. The correct use of Bechira is to fight against all the natural pulls and tugs and tendencies that move a person. Avram Avinu decided he's going to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dimension called Adam HaRishon. It's a yochid shebishvilo nivra ha'olam. Avram Avinu says Adam HaRishon was supposed to be the yochid shebishvili bishviloi nivra ha'olam. I'll be that person. I'll give you back what you lost at Adam HaRishon. I will be the one that will utilize his koicha bechira in the correct way. I'm going to go against my natural tendencies and my natural drives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into terrible, difficult nisoinus. Shebena ya'alev litgabe lo rak al dechafim tivim gasim. Not where he has to go up against his raw, coarse, rough, natural tendencies. But even the most sensitive, adinim feelings, natural feelings, he had to go against those as well. Person has a natural desire to live. A person gets into a frightening situation. He thinks maybe Chas V'Chalil is about to lose his life. He fights with everything he's got to save his life. The natural desire to live. You know, Avram even had to go against that natural desire to live. Just tell Nimrod, you're right, Nimrod. From now on, we worship fire like you. Beseder Gamur, Ein Shum Baya. Okay, let him have his human Nimrod. And then you get to live. No, Avram Avinu says, I'm not prepared to. But you'll die, Avram Avinu. Yeah, he knows that. And it's going against every fiber of his being. And yet the Bechira overrides that. Throw him into the fire. That's truth. The incredible love that a father has for a son. That's a natural desire. Very positive desire, but Avraham Avinu, in order to keep the Rotzon Hashem, has to go against that love of a father for a son. He has to give that up for Hashem. You have to take Yishmael and throw him out the house. You take your son and throw him out the house. He has to leave where he grew up. He has to leave his parents' home. He has to leave everywhere. Going to an unknown. Step into the big, wild unknown. It's a lo pashut. It's one of the most stressful things a person can do today. It's not an easy thing to do. Those are natural tendencies that you have to give up for Hashem. He went up and up and up the ladder, and as he did, the nisoinus got harder. Lat, one step at a time, he gave up his rotzon for the rotzon Hashem. And he utilized his bechira correctly all along. He became someone that was completely detached from the physical tendencies and ma'arechet, and was completely dovuk in the Boreh Olam through doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's all he cared about. As nimtzinu lamdim ki atafkid arishon shenot lavram vino latzmo ya lachzil yois eisa yochid shebishviloi nivra olam ve'ledei kach davak v'Hashem yisborach. The first tafkid that Avram Avinu took upon himself was to rectify what Adam Arishon had lost, and was to become that yochid shebishvili nivra olam, to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu back that person that was prepared to be dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and do the Ratzon Hashem against his own tendencies. It was the first mission that Avraham Avinu accepted upon himself. Hatafkid Hasheni, there was another job. Shenot Avraham Avinu al Atzmoi, there was another job that Avraham Avinu took upon himself, which you'll see there in the Rambam, there in the Kesef Mishnah brings down that Shem Va'eva didn't take on this Tafkid, even though Shem Va'eva may have taken on the first of the Tafkidim. Maybe, I'm not going to go into that now, but you certainly see there were. They were learning about God, teaching about God. They had some shaykhs to the knowledge of a Boreh Olam. They were tzaddikim, that's for sure. Aval this tafkid there, the case of Misha says, they didn't take on upon themselves. And that was the second olam b'malku shakai, to rectify the world and to haynu la'achzik kiv'yochel es kol ha'briyah l'kodesh baruch hu. It's not speak that I'm sitting in some mountain retreat, dovukin ha'kodesh baruch hu. Kol Zman, the whole world's not dovig in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something lacking in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be that way. If you love somebody, you can't be satisfied with just loving that somebody when there's something that's hurting that person and you can do something about taking away his pain. How can you love somebody and there's something causing them pain and you do nothing to remove the pain? You love somebody, yeah, you've got a very close relationship with your friend, he's your best friend, you love him, you're mamash, you like Yonason and Dovid, Dovuk one in each other, yeah? But he's got a son who's not such a good boy, and he's causing the father pain. You wouldn't try and make peace between the son and the father? No, why should I? Well, because you love the person, and if you love somebody, you love what he loves, and you feel his pain. And if you love somebody and he's in a pain, and you can help take that pain away, or you can help solve the problem, why wouldn't you do that? So Amavinu's Abba for Kodesh Baruch is so strong. He can't handle the fact that 99.99% of the world's population are estranged from their father. As he took upon himself the second job, and that's to bring everybody else back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not enough for me to be dovuk with Hashem. You have to make sure that everybody else is dovuk to Hashem as well. Why? Because it's Chosin Hashem. So he went and he planted a tree. Well, let's not get caught up with the Torah of the Ganonot, you know, the little tree there with the tent with the four open sides, whatever. That's what he did. He built an entire marechet, a whole campus. And he went and he started a Kiruv center and he taught people about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had a whole big marechet there, carving thousands and thousands of people and bringing people and bringing people back to the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these were the two tafkidim Avraham Avinu had. We call the first one relationship, a person's development and a kesh and his dveikus to Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And then there's a second one, which is called performance, going and rectifying the world. These two tafkidim, these two missions, Avraham Avinu bequeathed to his children and grandchildren. Yitzhak Avinu Gilam, Bekol Mitzioso in Yonoiv. It's a dveikus hamuchletes b'Hashem Yisparach. Yitzhak Avinu took the first mission, unbelievable extremes, in total dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said dveikus lo rega shel hesach hadas. Not a moment's hesach hadas. He can't take time out to go find a wife. We send Eliezer to go find your wife. You just keep doing what you're doing. Don't look left, don't look right. Total dveikus. He can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Many things about his life. Kula yo'ila klil Hashem. V'ken kosa b'sefer k'sava kabbalah. This is written in the Sefer K'sava Kabbalah. Ki yitzak li yisrael le tmima shenitkadesh b'hayr u'miriya lo shas libo b'iske olam hazeh ulitpal b'ad harayon. He was so involved. After he became an Olei Tmima there by Aaron Maria, he couldn't get his heart to connect to the void, to doing anything in this world, even to daven for pregnancy. Veikel told Doisov, "Hayu avoidus Hashem Yisbarach." Totally involved in avoidus Hashem. Avram has to send Eliezer to go find Yitzhak Awaf because he lo yochol. He had no shaykhs to Olam Hazeh. He lo ya kashu lezeh bichlal. V'gam kan lo habe litpalel rak lihifzeres ishtoi bilvad shayise matemetes umifatzes bo litpalel avu bonim. But that needs to be understood as well, because it's also chelek of avodas Hashem. I don't know if to go into that. We discussed it once. I remember lo zocheh. It doesn't even say need to daven for children because that's also avodas Hashem, that's mitzvah. So okay, whatever. So kasha. Midoisa shel Yitzhak Avinu ha'isim midas ha'gvura v'ayira pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok's midah in the marechet of the midas of the spheres is gvura, yira. Avram is chesed, Yitzchok is gvura. He couldn't 1 second be separated from his dveikus b'Hashem. He didn't deal with anything other than being dovuk in Hashem. He wasn't even involved in raising a family. His whole matara, his whole avoida in the world was to be the yochid that gets back in touch and in kesher with the yochid. That's what Hashem says, bincho yechidcho, yo bincha yechidcho, the one that's yochid, that's Yitzchok. Don't know. That's what he says, yeah. It's called Pachad Yitzchok. Yira, from the Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know about these things. I don't know. Later. But you see, it's called Pachad Yitzchok. So, don't know. Gvura, Yira. It's a Gvura and a Yira that comes off the Chesed. Don't think for 1 minute that Yitzchak left behind Avram's middle of Chesed. You can't have Guru without Chesed. Guru without Chesed is Achzorius. Yaakov will get you. Yaakov's Tiferes. Understand. The Guru of Yitzchak comes after the Chesed. Guru without Chesed is not Guru, it's Achzorius. That's cruelty. That's not guru. Guru is rooted in chesed. But it limits the application of the chesed, that the chesed can be fully actualized. Because I'll say, when do you see the chesed of the rain? When it stops. If it wouldn't stop, it would just be a flood. Rain, which is kulu chesed, has to have gvura. This table is made up of chesed and gvura. The chesed is you get a piece of wood, how big? As big as you want, as big as the world. But then I don't have a table. I can't utilize it. It's useless to me. Yeah, the Gvura says it's only so big, and so that's what makes it usable. That's what gives it its deferes. Exactly how that works, yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about this stuff. We have time here still. Yeah. The Siyadag is a Yichud Agil, Yitzchak Evinu Vaisakeda. Obviously, the peak, the pinnacle of Yitzchak's the Vaikas in Hashem came by the Akedah. Dvarim mimikvik shvoyne shaloyla megalim lanu rubaseina kadmoinim zia. Unbelievable deep things the kadmoinim explained to us here. We have no musag of what was going on there. And megalim kitsa kevino ad la maisa akedah loya begedem mashpia klau. Loya yisulayv shirutli keshe im bnei adam ulashpia alayim. Many things changed, by the way, when Yitzhak went up on the Akedah. It says that until he went up to the Akedah, he couldn't even have children. After he went up the Akedah, he got a new neshama, and he was able to have children. But also, he had no way of connecting to other people. He had no way of being mashpi in the world. What good is a yid, no matter how dovel he is in Hashem, who can't have any impact on the rest of the world? The Lord, that's not a derech. The Moshem Vaeva, Lord Tzarech Yitzchak to do that. But until he went on the Akedah, that's what it says. Yeah, he couldn't. Kol kula ya b'chinas makabel. He was completely a makabel. He was completely available all the time, only to be mekashe makodesh baruch hu. See, a yichud ayah b'shas akeda as pirchen ishmosav also lemale litkate b'ketira ilu. He reached the pinnacle of that dveikus, of that avoida, when he went up on the akeda, and there he was. He was like the Ketoros in the higher world. He was an unbelievable level. His neshama went up there. Then he got a new neshama. Now he was able to be mashpia. He was able to give. Now he was given a new job. Yeah, that happens in life. You get a job and you get used to it, and then Hashem gives you another job. As now he has a new job. Now he has to get married. Now he has to raise a Yaakov Avinu who will build Kol Klal Yisrael. His future wife hadn't even been born until the Akedah. He didn't need to get married. So what does his wife have to be born for? That's an amazing insight, yeah? Unbelievable. She was only born after the Akedah. And as I mentioned, it's brought down that he couldn't have children until the Akedah. When he got to New Neshama, he was able to have children. Quite interesting. Hey, Avraham Avinu thinks he's taking his son up to the Akedah, and that's going to be the end of Klal Yisrael, because he's going to shecht Yitzhak, and that's the end of Klal Yisrael. There's going to be nothing coming out of him. And punkt the opposite happened, exactly the opposite. Until he went on the Akedah, he couldn't have children. Nothing could come from him. He couldn't build Klal Yisrael. At the moment, you think everything's lost. That's what gives birth to the future. Unbelievable insight. Anyway, that's a little bit of the background. Maybe let's just do this last tip. We've got 2 more minutes here. He was preparing himself for the Akedah, like a kala prepares herself for the chuppah. Shteitim Chazal v'yovel amokum shneim. Shneim mevim es ha'avonim, shneim mevim es ha'eish, shneim mevim es ha'eitzim. They came there, shneim. They came, Avraham and Yitzhak, they came there together, 2 of them. 2 of them brought the stones, 2 of them brought the fire, 2 of them brought the wood for the maracha. Avraham doyin k'misha osa chatono es libnoi. He's making a chasana for his son. V'yitzhak doyin k'misha osa chupel atzmoi. And Yitzhak is someone who's like making a chuppah for himself. That's the Yalkut there. At the Akedah was like a chuppah, was like a chedi yichud, where Yitzhak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became bound up in one. Okay, and that's Hashem that we'll pick up and we'll carry on tomorrow. We'll see where this takes us. We have to see what this has to do with Bechira and Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. But these are important pieces along the way. Mitzvah Hashem will tie things together over the next few days. This is Mitzvah Hashem.
Thank you, Rav Shah.
A good vach.